bike experiences. Give me a bell this morning. I want to tell you now, though, about a charity here in WA doing some great work handing out brand new clothing. Not used, but new clothing to people experiencing hardship. It's called Thread Together. Our reporter Tim Flicker has been out with them. Tim, what's this all about?
Yeah, so Gibbo, this Thread Together have been a national charity, but they've never really had a presence here in WA. So
right.
They're expanding here to WA, and they help people experiencing homelessness or escaping family and domestic violence by providing new clothing. We really saw the need for these sorts of services with our breakfast blitz a couple of months ago.
Yep.
And so they're doing really great work. And I spoke to their CEO, Anthony Chesler, and he just told me how it all worked.
Clothing is donated to us from brands and retailers across the country. All of the clothing is brand new. We're solving a real problem for fashion brands and retailers, because what do they do with the clothing that they haven't sold? No one really asks or talks about it. So we collect that clothing and make it available to people. And we're supporting men, women and children with clothing, footwear and accessories.
Looking at some of the clothes around us now, they're absolutely beautiful. You've got some brand new shoes, which I would be really happy wearing. You've got some beautiful shirts, more formal ones with collars, as well as some more informal, maybe, you know, out and about on the town. Just tell us about some of the offerings here.
But today we've got lots of sneakers, because that's what they've asked us to bring. Everything is really considered. It's all seasonally appropriate. So obviously a warm day here today, some appropriate t-shirts. And yeah, it's all just new clothes for new beginnings.
How does it feel to finally expand into WA?
And we're very, very thrilled to have and increasing our presence in Western Australia. Certainly not the forgotten state from our perspective. We have been supporting communities more in an online capacity for the last few years, but through the support of Lottery West, we're very thrilled to be able to expand our reach and support more people who are in need, both up north and down south. We're a very data-driven organisation, and what we're doing is trying to identify which of the communities that are experiencing the most amount of relative disadvantage and where are we least represented, so that we can actually focus. We see Western Australia as an underrepresented high growing need services. So a significant spike in homelessness, a spike in domestic and family violence. There's also communities, local government areas that are subject to natural disasters. We're getting in front of those communities before that event occurs, so that we can actually make clothing accessible to them immediately at the time of an event.
How important is it to have that physical presence then?
You've got to be on the ground. You've got to give people clothing from a sense of immediacy. So having wardrobes in women's shelters is really, really important. And to give clothing immediate access on arrival at a shelter. If someone's been impacted by a natural disaster, being able to take it into those communities straight away means that there's no delay. And remember, we're always invited into that space, so we're not turning up and saying, hey, we have all these clothes, who needs them? It's all about making sure that the dignity of the delivery of the service at the same time. Clothing, I always talk about as the forgotten basic human right. Often people think about food, security and housing, but for people that have lost everything through maybe a flood or a fire, or they've come into our country seeking refuge and asylum, clothing is one of the things that we really underestimate its power. It really helps to restore dignity. It provides people confidence. It provides or facilitates social cohesion. I imagine turning up to your first day at work and not having suitably appropriate clothing. So all of a sudden, instead of fitting in, you stand out straight away. For young people, that can be very detrimental. For women who leave an abusive relationship with just the clothes on their back, they've lost their whole identity. So to be able to provide them new clothes and give them access to choice is not only very empowering, but it's really around restoring their dignity and providing them hope for a better future.
What do you love about working with Thread Together?
Just the difference that we're having every day on people's lives. People find themselves in disadvantage, and that's not a life sentence. And if we can play a small role by collaborating and partnering with agencies across the country to provide new people new beginnings is really what we set out to do. And having partners like Anglicare and Lottery West who are enabling our expansion means that we can actually get on and make a difference in the lives of people who need our help the most.
So that's Thread Together, that organisation. The CEO, Anthony Chesler, there speaking with our reporter, Tim Flicker. Thread Together, they've got a hub in Maylands, which you need to make an appointment if you want to go and see them. I'm sure you can find out more online. It's 7:28 on 7.